And this is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Good Friday morning. Clear skies outside for the most part. 75 degrees on our way to sunny skies and 85 for the day. In the overnight trade, the national average basis for corn was unchanged at 27 cents under the July contract last night for farmers around the area. 2 cents. Down at $4.43 a bushel. An average national average basis for soybeans up a penny at 21 cents under July futures contract. And the soybean index nationwide, according to DTN, 2 cents up at $14.78. We'll have more on the numbers from the CME Group and, well, a bit of analysis. We'll talk with Bill Mayer here in just a bit. But in a moment, we'll hear the weather forecast from Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey offers solutions, resources, and expertise to support local landowners. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to continue favorable for the next 2 weeks, with a good alternating pattern of rain and sunshine, along with temperatures that are going to be seasonable to slightly warmer biased at times. The forecast is only going to be hindered by a couple of features that need to be pointed out here today. First, in the upper parts of the Midwest and in the northeastern parts of the plains, there's going to be a slow-moving frontal boundary that will produce locally heavy rainfall over a repetitive period of time from this weekend through the first half of next week, and some of the crop areas in this region are going to see too much rain, and flooding will be possible, as well as some a concern about ongoing field work across the region. The eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, and parts of Iowa will be included in some of the greatest rainfall area. We will expect the lower parts of the western Corn Belt to see a little bit more typical weather pattern for this time of the year, with less intensity of rain, but still a scattering of showers and thunderstorms. And in the heart of the Midwest, from Illinois into Ohio and portions of Michigan, we're probably going to see some favorable mixing of rain and sunshine over the next 10 days. There is some suggestion in the computer forecast model data today that heavier rains will fall in the lower Midwest as we get to the second half of next week and into the second weekend of the two-week outlook. The reason for this is a tropical cyclone that the models continue to try to promote for landfall in the southeastern U.S. a week from now, or more likely in the second weekend of the two-week outlook. That'd be June 7th and 8th. And if we were to see that tropical cyclone evolve just as the models have it, there would indeed be a slowing in the advancement of a cool front through the lower Midwest, and we could see some heavier rainfall. However, I think that the tropical cyclone is too intense, and it's probably going to be a little further to the east than where it is on the charts here today. And if I'm correct, we'll probably see still some locally heavy rainfall in the lower Midwest, but it probably won't be as widespread as what some of the computer forecast models have suggested today. And even if we do get heavier rains in the lower Midwest, if we stop and look back after 2 weeks from now and look back at the weather that has occurred, we'll probably come to the conclusion that most of the Midwest has still seen highly favorable weather, with the only exception being in the upper parts of the region, where too much rain here this weekend and early next week is going to further delay planting progress in areas that are already well behind the usual curve. We will look for temperatures to be seasonable across most of the Midwest over this next full week. I don't see any area becoming excessively warm or cool. We'll be looking at temperatures mostly in the upper 70s and 80s on a regular basis. There may be a handful of locations in the western Corn Belt that could get over 90 degrees, but we won't see that very often, especially once the shower and thunderstorm pattern begins to kick in. If you have interest in hard red winter wheat country, note that the central plains will see periodic showers and thunderstorms over this next full week supporting reproduction, but the southern plains, Texas and Oklahoma, will probably fall back into a hot, dry pattern, with temperatures getting in the 90s to over 100 degrees at times here later this weekend through the first half of next week. Overall, for the U.S., the weather forecast is still looking quite favorable. We'll watch closely what happens to that tropical cyclone as we move forward through the coming week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks, of course, go to Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated for his daily update of the growing regions plan across the planet forecast.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Now, here are the way the numbers are now trading in Chicago at the CME Group. The hard red winter wheat July contract is up a penny and a quarter at $7.31¾. Soft red at $6.33½, up 1 cent. July corn futures are down 3/4 at $4.69. September at $4.62¼, down a penny. December at $4.62, down 1. And the May futures at $4.79¼, up a half. July of next year at $4.83¼ in the corn pit, down 1½ cents. July soybeans, $15.02. That's up 3 cents for the day. August at $14.35½, up 2¾. November beans at $12.43¼, down a penny. January at $12.49½, a half lower. And July of next year at $12.57¼, down a quarter of a cent. Bean meal up $1.70. Bean oil, 24 cents lower. Live cattle futures in the August at $138.70, 47½ cents lower. And August feeder cattle at $196.62½, or down 42½ cents. September, by the way, down 35 cents. June lean hogs at $113.45, or up 85 cents, or rather down 85 cents for the morning. On the phone line with us now, Bill Mayer. He's at Strategic Farm Marketing out of the Champaign County office. Good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, let's start with the export sales figures. They were about as the trade expected, but soybeans remain strong.
Yeah, a little bit positive on the corn, maybe a little bit better than some people were thinking on the corn exports. And, of course, the wheat had a negative number on the old crop, which was just adds to the bleeding in the wheat. But soybeans, I think, you know, we kind of still have the two basic things going on here. We got tight old crop supply of beans. We have weather looks good in the new crop here so far, and those are kind of the opposite ends of the spectrum at this point.
As you talk to farmers, what are they telling you about the crops in the field?
Well, I think everybody's pretty well satisfied. We do have some replant going on, you know, in some areas, but nothing big. We do, you know, have those areas where we had some hail last week there and had some of those problems. But overall, things are really in good shape, you know, is what we hear. Now, you get up into some of the northern tier states, and they still have some problems getting stuff in there, but they've made progress this week. So,
and as the basis goes, a few folks are beginning to hunt, and basis remains fairly strong.
Yeah, and on corn, one of the things, I mean, we saw in southwestern Illinois some 30-cent improvements here this week on basis. I mean, in isolated spot bids, you know. But, I mean, that's really no secret, I don't think, because if you're around an ethanol plant, ethanol has some $2 margins now or close to it in some of these spot markets. So, you know, we've got the chickens are seeing, you know, 1% increase in egg sets. So I think the, you know, that's where the basis is coming from. Better basis numbers is a little bit better demand.
June is a big month for USDA reports, especially at the end of the month. It's quite a ways away, but we have to look forward to the grain stocks, numbers, and the acreage figures both.
Yeah, and I think, you know, right now we're in this market here trying to kind of find, see if we've got some support here. We, you know, we're maybe getting close on the corn, may see another dime or so in it down that 450 level, I guess is kind of my thought. Kind of a really this corn market this year from a seasonal standpoint has been pretty well right on. I mean, you get that mid-May where you get 50% or more of the corn planted, and you tend to have a little bit of a dip here, and then see what happens as you get into late June. That's probably our next chance to see a decent rally, I think. So.
Yeah, on the livestock side, numbers remain strong, at least in the futures, and I suppose that's because the animal numbers remain relatively short.
Yeah, it's... I think we definitely have some profitability out there, and from, you know, looking at it from that standpoint, it's really good for the producers. If you look at hogs, for example, from the standpoint of what the producer is getting out of his corn, it's just some tremendous levels right now.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again in a week.
Okay, just kind of expect a quiet day here, end of the month, though, so we could see some fireworks as we go into close, but doubtful, I guess, I think.
All right, thanks,
okay,
Bill.
Thanks.
Bill Mayer is with Strategic Farm Marketing. He's right here in their Champaign County office. The numbers in Chicago do show us the cattle, both the lives and the feeders, higher for the day. Hogs are a bit lower in the nearby months. And in the marketplace for the grains and the oil seeds, corn is narrowly mixed, and soybeans are up 3 in the nearby. Deferreds are down about a half cent in the outside markets for the day. Crude oil futures are trading $102.78 a barrel. That's down 80 cents in the nearby July contract. June RBOB gasoline, or wholesale price, is down 2 4/10 at $2.98.9 of a cent a gallon. And ethanol futures are at $2.37 a gallon. That's down a penny and a half. The spread between those two has narrowed up again. It's 61 9/10 of a cent now. Natural gas at $4.52 3/10. That's 3 3/10 of a cent lower. Diesel fuel at $2.89 9/10 of a cent a gallon. On the wholesale price in New York, down 2 cents for the day. And the U.S. dollar, trading at 80.44, is down 0.05 on the afternoon. It is the top of the hour. It's 9 o'clock Central Time. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. You can find us online at will.illinois.edu. You can always find our ag programming at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. The weather forecast says sunny skies and 85 degrees today. Tomorrow, sunny and 84, and partly sunny on Sunday and 85. Should be a magnificent weekend. Showers and thunderstorms on Monday, mostly cloudy at a high of 84, and a chance of rainfall on Monday night as well, with a low of 68 degrees. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We'll be back at 10 minutes to the hour with another update of the ag markets.